At the end of the 1st century BC, the Roman Empire reached the Atlantic Finis Terrae, end of the earth, and they did so with the intention to stay. Thanks to this piece, we know that at the beginning of the 1st century BC, this territory was already under the control of the Roman Empire and following their political system. Its greatest splendor took place in the 2nd century AD, that is, during the High Empire, although it continued to develop till the time of the Low Empire. This boom time was illustrated by the building of a strong wall and by keeping the terrestrial and maritime trade routes active. Evidence of the importance of Gijón was the existence of its public Roman baths. The main rooms were extended with the passage of time, something that informs us about the growth of the population. In the Roman world, the wall was a privilege given by the Roman state to the city. It is referred to in the medieval chronicles, and it protected Gijón till 1395, when the king Enrique III ordered the defences to be demolished and the city to be destroyed. Nowadays, the city of Gijón and its rural environment are heirs to a rich archaeological Roman heritage, preserved and looked after, that belongs to the whole of humanity. The natural coastal defences were complemented by trenches, outer trenches and walls. We can imagine other defensive elements that would make it more difficult to get into the hill fort, like stockades and pointed stakes. These defensive structures date from the year 400 BC. This form of house building continued even after the Romans arrived in the land, and that is why we can find round and rectangular Roman-style stone houses in the settlement. Both types of buildings coexisted at the time. This could also be the reason why these peoples became known as Silurnigus. This word seems to come from Celtic roots and means coppersmith. The remains that have been discovered show a continued and intense dedication to this type of work. The natives in La Campa exploited the maritime environment. Shells, fish skeletons, and hooks have been found, which provide evidence that they practiced fishing with rods and shell fishing. The Romans started a period of cohabitation with the primitive settlers, and no evidence was found that shows conflict between the two peoples. Coinciding with the foundation of a new settlement, the old Castro fell into decline, and at the end of the 3rd century AD, this enclave was practically abandoned. 10 years later, in 1982, as part of the project Gijón Archaeological Excavations, new interventions led by José Luis Maya González and Francisco Cuesta Toribio were made. Later on, this location came to be known as the Campa Torres Archaeological Natural Park, home to the primitive hill fort and the museum.